1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The supermarket giants are facing accusations they misled customers about discounts. Josh Bryant reports.
Coles and Woolworths are facing separate proceedings in the federal court accused of breaching Australian consumer law by making misleading claims on discounts for hundreds of products. The ACCC alleges the supermarket giant significantly increased prices of some items before placing them on sale, creating an illusory saving for customers. Chairwoman Gina Cass-Gottlieb says in some cases, the new sale price wasn't any cheaper than what the products had been sold for the 6 to 12 months prior.
Or the same as the prior regular price.
Woolworths says it will review the claims and continue to work with the ACCC. Coles says the allegations relate to a period of significant cost inflation and that the company takes the compliance with consumer law extremely seriously.
The federal opposition leader has declared nuclear power will be Australia's only chance to reach net zero by 2050. The coalition plans to build nuclear reactors at 7 sites across Australia if it wins the next election. In a key speech, Peter Dutton has told business leaders in Sydney it would cost a fraction of Labor's renewables plan. He says it will also be better for Australia's environment.
It's an investment our nation can and must undertake. But I can give you this guarantee. Our nuclear plan will be reliable. It will be based on the best technology, as I say. It will be a fraction of that cost. It will be better for our environment. We won't be ripping up agricultural land.
There's to be a major overhaul of the rental system. Dani Geddes explains.
The state government is building a new package aimed at making renting fairer and more transparent. The proposed measures include abolishing no-grounds evictions, eliminating fees for background checks, and making it easier for pet owners. Housing Minister Rose Jackson says landlords will also be banned from forcing renters to use third-party apps to make payments.
Rents are high enough as it is. We don't want any secret and hidden charges.
Premier Chris Minns says it's about bringing the state in line with the rest of the country.
Look at other jurisdictions. It's long, long overdue.
The measures will be introduced to Parliament in October.
The Finance Minister has described the Greens' demand that the federal government force the Reserve Bank to lower interest rates as economically irresponsible. The Greens have demanded the unprecedented move in exchange for their support to divide the RBA board into two, with one setting interest rates and the other running the bank. Katie Gallagher has told the ABC the Greens' proposal is crazy.
The Greens are out of control at the moment and they're just, trying to be populist but can cause a lot of damage. At the same time, there are good reasons why the bank is independent and interest rate settings is independent of the political process.
4 teenage boys are in custody, accused of leading police on a pursuit through Sydney's West. Officers say they began chasing a car at Smithfield after it failed to pull over for them. The vehicle then collided with another at Greystanes before the people inside allegedly ran away. US President Joe Biden says the United States will do everything in its power to prevent an escalation of conflict in the Middle East. Fierce cross-border exchanges have killed at least 3 people in Lebanon and forced thousands of residents in northern Israel to seek shelter. Australians are being urged to roll up their sleeves, with blood demand at a 12-year high and plasma even more in need. The Red Cross is urging 100,000 Australians to donate for the first time over the next year. In sport, Tony Popovich has officially been named as the coach of the Socceroos, taking over from Graham Arnold. Popovich will be at the helm until the end of the 2026 World Cup. He says it's a dream come true.
I understand the responsibility that's required and the expectation of everyone in this room, also the fans and the players, which ultimately are the ones that will get us to where we want to be.
Hope weather.
Sunny this afternoon, winds northwest to northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, then becoming light in the evening. Right now it's 29 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, heading to tops of 25 degrees. Wednesday, a hot day with a late shower, heading to tops of 30. Thursday, showers and windy, a top of 18. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersane.
Hope 1032.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
I'm Angie.
I'm David, and we met on Christian Connection. Well, it was a moment of vulnerability, but I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Knowing that it was Christian Connection, I was like, I think a better chance of finding someone like-minded in faith than anywhere else.
The faith thing was the most important.
It kind of lit up when he was talking about his faith and his passions. That really drew me on that first date.
I really do owe everything to Christian Connection, to then let God do the work behind the scenes.
Find your true love story at station sponsor ChristianConnection.com and start connecting today.
In Cochrane, semi-trailer breakdown has a westbound lane closed on President Avenue near Lockall Avenue. Beacon Hill, we've got a hazard reduction burn that's taking out an eastbound lane on Warringah Road, just past Beacon Hill Road. The M5 building pretty quickly heading westbound through Moorbank, approaching Moorbank Avenue. FBOS fees are for bankers, not businesses. Switch to SmartPay, zero cost FBOS today. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, the difference this makes.
You're listening to Hope 103.2. It is a Monday afternoon, and if there's someone in this world who knows about films and good actors, it's Steven Spielberg. He is one of the most acclaimed directors of all time, and he has come out with his list of 5 actors that he reckons are the best actors of all time. I don't know anyone on this list, so evidently they can't be that good, but we're going to dive into it, and then I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Yeah, that's coming up straight after Sam Henshaw.
How does it feel to be loved? Ooh, ooh.
I just landed on the surf today. Heard some people acting crazy over something strange. Brothers be paying for diamonds that they can't afford, just to keep up the appearance from a Polaroid. All I see is something crazy I don't understand. Ladies making babies just to keep a man. Fellas chasing Stellas when they got a Pam. They go from Stephanie to Bethany, from Jeffany to never be. So
how does it feel to be loved?
How does it feel? That's what they say. Ooh, must be insane. Oh yeah.
How does it feel to be loved?
Somebody has gotta tell me. Yeah. Oh yeah. Swipe right, deep like 5 times. Don't know what it sounds like, but someone told me it's a little Marvin with some candlelight. A little ocean on the weekend with a can of Sprite. I mean a loving wife. Ooh, love is such a mystery. I'm so perplexed by all the things my eyes have let me see. People think that love is things like physicality, when in reality it's meant to hold you down like gravity. Feel, how does it feel? Yeah. Hey. Oh. Because I ask, you see now, how am I supposed to find love? If I don't understand love, how am I supposed to be love? Ooh. And if I have to buy love, then I don't really want love. If this is what it means, the fighting and the screams, you want dependency. Sincerity, oh. I gotta know, I ain't too sure. Somebody tell me, how does it feel to be loved? Yeah. Oh yeah. I just wanna know, yeah. I just gotta know, yeah. How does it feel? How does it feel to be
what?
difference this message makes.
Hope 1032.
That's Apollo Limited on Hope 1032 and 0-4-8-40-20-20. Send me a text or 1-300-40-20-20. And your opinion, who is the best actor of all time? Because Steven Spielberg has come out with his list and he has listed people that I don't know. So I can't imagine that they're that great. You know what? Maybe they're just before my time. But his list is Spencer Tracy, Henry Fonda, Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant and Clark Gable. Actually, now that I think about it, Henry Fonda, I think I know that Jane Fonda is a Nepo baby from him, maybe. And then Clark Gable is a name that I'm familiar with. But that's Steven Spielberg's list. I want to hear yours. 0-4-8-40-20-20. Best actors of all time.
Feeling my hands start shaking. Hearing your voice, I'm overjoyed. I'm sorry, but I have no choice. You're only getting better. Maybe you have your reasons. Maybe you're scared you'll be let down. Are you crying when there's no one around? Well, then maybe. Your hand keeps touching mine. Let me be the one to make it right. And maybe, tell you secrets God only knows. I cannot overstate it. I will be overjoyed. Oh, baby, let me come over. I will tell you secrets nobody knows. I cannot overstate it. I will be overjoyed. Yeah.
Hope 1032.
I was down on my luck, I was stuck, I was running around brokenhearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been
listening to Hope Drive, Sharma with you, and that was Austin French with Born Again. And Steven Spielberg has come out with his list of the best actors of all time. In his humble opinion, they are Spencer Tracy, Henry Fonda, Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, and Clark Gable. Now, I don't necessarily know these people just because they're probably from a generation before me, or maybe two generations actually, but I'm thinking we come up with our own list. 0448 40 2020. Send me a text or 1300 40 2020. In your opinion, who are the best actors? So I've come up with my own top five. I'm going to be so for real. It did take me a while to get to these people just because I couldn't think of anyone outside of the first two. So my first two were Cillian Murphy and Tom Hardy, which I think go without saying because they're just phenomenal actors. And then I sat, thought about a bit about it more, and I went with Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, and Leo DiCaprio to round off my top five. But I want to hear yours. 0448 40 2020. Send me a text 1300 40 2020. Give me a call.
Sydney's
Hope 1032.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
End of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
In Cochrane, a semi-trailer breakdown has a westbound lane closed on President Avenue near Lockall Avenue. Beacon Hill, we've got a hazard reduction burn that's taking out an eastbound lane on Warringah Road, just past Beacon Hill Road. The M5 building pretty quickly heading westbound through Moorbank, approaching Moorbank Avenue. FBOS fees are for bankers, not businesses. Switch to SmartPay, zero cost FBOS today. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
We live in a world where we're faced with many problems that are beyond fixing. Not even the great and powerful can feed all the hungry, clean up all corruption, force people to care for others above themselves. And more disturbingly, it doesn't seem as if God can do that either. For many of us, it's increasingly apparent that God doesn't often step in and simply solve such problems. But he comes alongside those who endure these things and holds them tight. It seems he doesn't intend to explain suffering, but to fill it with his presence. Perhaps he invites us to do likewise. Instead of posing as fixers who have all the solutions, we come as companions who absorb something of the patient compassion of God. In our broken world, miracles of healing and justice do not always occur. And so, we're called to share something of our brokenheartedness with others along the way. One day, praise God, it will all be fixed. But that day is not yet. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Got a feeling I'll see you later. There's something about me.
like you're supposed to. Hey, boy, I ain't got nothing more to say. You just make me want.
Most important thing there is.
Hope 103.2.
We'll be right back.
That's Switch Fit here on Hope Drive. Sharma with you, and it's 3:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is suing Woolworths and Coles in the federal court. The consumer watchdog alleges the supermarkets misled customers on hundreds of discounts under the Woolworths price dropped promotions and Coles' down down specials. Tenants with pets will have a better shot at securing a rental under reforms announced by the state government. Landlords will still be able to reject pets on reasonable grounds, including if they could cause more damage than the bond would recoup. Federal Liberal leader Peter Dutton has used a key speech in Sydney to promote nuclear power and attack the government's renewables plan. But he still hasn't outlined how much the coalition's proposal for seven nuclear reactors would cost or how much electricity would be generated. US President Joe Biden says the United States will do everything in its power to prevent an escalation of conflict in the Middle East. Fierce cross-border exchanges have killed at least three people in Lebanon and forced thousands of residents in northern Israel to seek shelter. Four teenagers are being questioned by police over a crash in Sydney's west. Officers say they began chasing a car at Smithfield before it hit another vehicle at Greystanes. A 14-year-old boy and three passengers are accused of running from the scene before being arrested. Australians are being urged to roll up their sleeves with blood demand at a 12-year high and plasma even more in need. The Red Cross is urging 100,000 Australians to donate for the first time over the next year. In sport, Tony Popovich has been unveiled as the new coach of the Socceroos. He has signed until the end of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Sharma, I'll have more news at 4.
Thanks, Sarah. And coming up, a supermarket giant is being blasted online for the confusing way they have labelled one of their products. More on that next.
Hi, I'm Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
Hope 1032's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
charm. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them? Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. You don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? I said, sure. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe it?
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my Brady and beat in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Just two lovers
feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power. Minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did?
For the love of my life, she's got glow on her face, a glorious look in her eyes. My angel of light. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. And fields of flowers grow.
This is for
Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. That's Coldplay on Hope 103.2. And that song is off the new album, which comes out on the 4th of October. I'm super stoked for it, if you couldn't tell. But hey, shoppers have been left a little bit baffled when looking at a product that was supposedly Australian grown, but turns out, no, it is an import. So there's a photo going viral of a garlic clove. So it's a three pack of garlic, and it says Australian garlic. But then upon closer inspection of the actual garlic package itself, it says product of Mexico. So people online are absolutely blasting Woolies, saying that they're doing it on purpose to confuse people into buying things that they think are locally sourced. But other people are also saying it honestly just looks like a human error. It's probably just mismatch of the product and where it's supposed to be. So I see both sides. I can understand why people would feel baffled and cheated a little bit, but at the same time, people make mistakes. It probably wasn't this deliberate scheme to try and get you to buy garlic, of all things.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Sometimes we think we're all alone and no one understands us, but our family is right there to interact, advise and encourage. It's as easy as getting back to the table and share a meal, where families can talk, listen and learn. You might be surprised to find understanding. It may be hard at first, but it's a simple decision that can change your world. Get back to the table and connect with your family. For simple ideas that can radically change the way you spend time with your family, head to backtothetable.org.au.
In Greenacre, we've got a two-car crash taking out an eastbound lane on the Hume approaching the Centenary Drive overpass. In Beacon Hill, there's hazard reduction burns. That's closing an eastbound lane on Moringa Road, just near Beacon Hill Road there. In Cockburn, an earlier semi-trailer breakdown, still closing an eastbound lane on President Avenue. The M2 seeing delays heading westbound approaching Windsor Road in Balcombe Hills. The M4 looking pretty good heading westbound through Homebush into Parramatta. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. Understand that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done.
spring's here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
We flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
Tell you.
When I see you again.
First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. It was small, turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
With Hope 103.2.
Yeah.
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. The consumer watchdog says it's vital that promised supermarket discounts are genuine. The ACCC has launched court action against Coles and Woolworths, alleging they spiked prices on products before dropping them, making the savings look bigger. Chairwoman Gina Cass-Gottlieb says many customers were already raising questions after what was being offered by the Down Down and Prices Dropped offers.
Where consumers were saying these programs are not delivering genuine price discounts because we can see what was the length of the prior price, and they even charted what they had seen, and then a quick price spike and then the price is higher.
Plans are being put in place to prepare the state's hospital system for the potential impacts of tomorrow's nurses' strike. Members of the Nurses and Midwives Association will walk off the job from 7 a.m. for 24 hours. The union has rejected an interim pay rise offer of 3% as recommended by the Industrial Relations Commission. The Health Minister says some patients booked for elective surgery will have their procedures rescheduled. The federal opposition says the costings of its nuclear policy will be independently verified. Liberal leader Peter Dutton has used a key speech in Sydney to promote nuclear power and attack renewables, but he still hasn't outlined how much the coalition's proposal for 7 nuclear reactors would cost or how much electricity would be generated. Mr. Dutton insists the information will be announced in due course.
We'll have it in good time. It will be independently verified, and it will show a cost differential which is significant in favour of nuclear coming into the mix. It's an investment our nation can and must undertake.
Tenants could soon have better access to free and convenient ways to pay their rent, along with greater flexibility for pet-friendly rental options. The reforms are part of a broader strategy by the state government to modernise the rental landscape and promote a fairer rental market. Premier Chris Minns says these efforts are focused on making New South Wales an attractive place to live.
When you've had, not this last year, but the year prior, double-digit increases